Welcome back to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. I am Bradley, as always, joined by my co-host Zane. And if you missed last episode, go give that a listen if you haven't already. But how are you doing today, Zane?
I'm doing great. We're actually officially on video this episode. Fingers crossed it all goes good. We said we were last time, but technical difficulties happened mid-episode. So we just did the audios and posted it for y'all on Spotify and Apple Music. Check those out if y'all haven't already. This one will go on YouTube if you're listening on Apple. Check it out.
Yeah, hopefully this one makes it to YouTube this time.
Fingers crossed.
And I'll probably just post it even if it doesn't. Okay, I shouldn't even say that. I'm not going to say it. It's going to keep the audio or it's going to keep the video. So, but how are you doing today?
Man, I'm doing great, all right? Patriots, obviously, we haven't been good this year, but we've been doing what we needed to, and we're going to have a top pick. So I'm just being optimistic for the future. How about you?
Well, after yesterday, also it was Christmas, so Merry Christmas to everyone.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Yesterday for football, it was a crappy day. The Steelers suck. Their coordinators suck. We'll talk about that later, but, I mean, I'm doing great other than the Steelers.
Right.
But, yeah. You know, just jump right into this episode.
Yeah, so we kind of talked about the MVP a little bit last week, but I think we're going to kind of focus on it more because it's become actually like a debate now, I feel like. Like, personally, I think it's Lamar, and he's been kind of...
Yeah, I'm officially, like, saying it's Lamar because Josh Allen had these three stretch of games that he should have just balled in, which he hasn't played those two games, but Josh Allen's performance Sunday was not the greatest. No. It needed more. He needed to show... He just needed to win the game in dominance fashion, and he just did not do that, which is very disappointing.
It was against my New England Patriots, too, and we, like, I'm a realistic fan. We suck, all right? We have nothing, all right? And he only scored, he didn't even score, like, 20 points on us, which is insane this year.
Well, y'all's DBs did play really good.
They did play well, yes, I will say.
Yeah, it was just a good performance from the DBs and Josh Allen. To be fair, his wide receivers did not play great.
But he also turned the ball over. Called it an arm punt inside the one. That was crazy. I'm like, come on, that's kind of ridiculous. That's an interception.
Yeah, it was a surprise that the people are still defending him.
Like, I'm just like, come on, guys. Like, it's over at this point. Because, I mean, Lamar is 6 touchdowns up. He's got second best passer rating all time. He's got more rushing yards. He's got better every advanced statistic as well. The only thing he doesn't have on Allen is rushing touchdowns, which that's not the biggest stat. So,
and Lamar's thing this year is he really showed that he can be a true pocket passer, which is incredible for him and his career, not just for the season.
Yeah.
And it might do wonders, but I'm still saying the Ravens. I was about to say the 49ers.
Gosh.
The Ravens should get a wide receiver one because Zay Flowers, Bateman, Andrews, they're still not doing it. You still need that number one receiver, I feel like, to make that true wide receiver push. Especially you'll have to go against the Chiefs and maybe the Bills.
Yeah.
Those are the truly two teams in the division that you'll have to keep your eye on.
Those are the two teams for the AFC. I mean, maybe you have like a Bengals sneak in at this point.
Oh, brother. This Bengals.
Okay, Broncos lose this week to the Bengals. It becomes like a 15% chance. But then the Colts are going to probably be without Richardson. I'm assuming right now that's what it's looking like because he hasn't practiced. And then you got Miami, who I think has easy games. So they could probably be the one to sneak in realistically. But the Broncos in Week 18 play the Chiefs, who will rest their starters, most likely. So, but they will have gone 25 days without football if they do that. So they could play at least the first half, and that could do some things.
Okay, I've heard this nearly every day since the Bengals have started the season.
Yeah.
And it's kind of getting out of hand. Their defense sucks. Joe Burrow is playing at an elite level.
Triple crown and the best statistical passing.
The chances are so slim. Like, that's like, the Steelers have the same chance of the Bengals making those playoffs than the than the Steelers have making the Super Bowl. They have the same about amount of chances. Yeah,
the Steelers are playing a playoff game, I'd say.
Dude, I mean, at this point, yeah, it's looking like it because the Steelers are just looking like it.
Yeah. He posted a rant on it on TikTok. Y'all go check that out. Give it a like. Follow us. Everything. You know. Yeah.
Also, we're keeping our Instagram updated, so.
Yeah, we're trying to keep everything posted from now on. We're going to stay on top of things now, guys. With us moving, and those who didn't watch the last one because they probably weren't on YouTube, I moved in officially to the house, and he moves in next month. So we've just been trying to get all that dealt with.
Yeah, so exciting.
Exciting time. Well, a better setup, too, at that point, too.
Yeah, I would actually like to talk about the college playoffs because we haven't touched on that.
That'd be a good one.
We both agree that Lamar is winning MVP. Yeah, he should, at least.
And it's not that Allen's playing bad either, though. Yeah, Allen's playing at an elite level. Like, if this was last year and Allen did this last year and Lamar did his season last season, oh, yeah, Allen has it outright. But unfortunately, it's not. Lamar's just having that good of a year. And it also sucks that Saquon's over here having one of the best running back seasons of all time. Could break the statistical season record, and he's not even going to be top two, which is just insane.
Yeah, that is insane that Barkley's not even getting talked about. I mean, people are still talking about him, but it's just like unrealistic.
Yeah, they're like, oh, he's the third guy. Like, everybody's just saying, oh, he's third.
Yeah, but
college football playoffs, like you were saying.
Yeah.
You want to talk about the already games, or do you want to talk about?
We can talk about the games that already happened and touch on a little bit of what will happen.
Man, your team's got roughed up the past couple of weeks. I'm just thinking about it now.
Yeah, I am a Vols fan and a Steelers fan, so I'm not very happy this past week.
He came into work today. He's like, I don't want to talk about football. It was bad.
Yeah, I said, I don't care about football anymore.
Yeah.
And it's hard to care about football whenever your team's just... Okay, my teams don't suck. They just... Don't do good in, like, big games. Which, to be fair, Nico is a freshman. Or he's technically a sophomore, but first year playing.
Yeah.
And injuries, Dylan Sampson, Squirrel, they both got injured. But we had no chance entering this game. They looked like they were playing in -7 degrees weather, which was close. But it looks like the cold destroyed them out there.
Yeah.
The Ohio State... I texted my friend who's an Ohio State friend after like a 2nd and 14. I was like, oh, Ohio State looks nervous. I went back and deleted those text messages because I did not want any proof of that happening. And after they dropped 14 points, it was like game over. I mean, Nico looked good on his feet. Passing, he's still struggling with. I'd like him to get bigger in the offseason and better accuracy.
Yeah. Which he looked like a positive for the game.
He did look positive going into next year, which that was the only thing I'm really looking forward to if we didn't win. So, I mean, we didn't win. And that was actually the biggest blowout of the weekend, which is a major surprise to
everybody.
Mostly everyone.
I expected blowouts this week, but I didn't expect this. Like, SMU got blown out by Penn State. Drew Aller didn't look great, so that's concerning for Penn State. They will probably lose next week.
Yeah, he didn't look too great against Oregon either, so...
He still has another year. He looked okay. Yes, he does have another year. He looked okay against Oregon in the second half, but he... Yeah.
Yeah,
definitely. And then, he's got some work. And then Notre Dame, Indiana was a complete blowout.
Notre Dame might be legit.
I think they beat Georgia. That's my hot take.
I mean, it's... what's his name? Brock... No, oh my gosh. I could like to
Jeremiah
keep...
Jeremiah Love?
No.
No?
The quarterback.
Riley Leonard.
Riley Leonard? No, Georgia's quarterback. Sorry.
I was like, Riley Leonard. I was going Notre Dame.
Yeah, Georgia's quarterback. Spencer.
Brock. Something. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, we're frauds. No.
Yeah. Well, he's the backup because, their starter is.
Well, no, the
Carson
starter.
Beck, yeah.
Carson Beck, yes.
Yes, I thought you were talking about the guy who's playing now.
Carson Beck, he's out, which he's not really anything great.
He wasn't great either.
The experience that he holds is an important factor
right now.
Georgia could lose this week.
I would love it to happen. I would rather Notre Dame make it all the way.
I mean, I don't really care to a point, because Georgia could go on a dynasty run, which This is Nick Saban basically passing the torch down to Kirby Smart. Which sucks. He's talking crap about dynasties. Look at this guy.
What? I didn't have 20 years of dominance or anything.
Georgia. I think Georgia will win this week.
It's fair.
Because they're an SEC school. But I said that about Tennessee. And
they got destroyed. Yeah, bro's like SEC over everything. And what, two SEC teams lose already or one? Yeah.
Well, I mean, Alabama didn't make it. So.
Alabama didn't make it. Tennessee lost.
Yeah. And Ohio State thinks they can beat any SEC team ever.
I mean, they have right now.
Okay, yes. But I think... I'm just not a big fan of the Big Ten. I'm not a big fan because they don't play a bunch of...
Bama played Mercer.
Who?
Bama played Mercer this year. Exactly.
You forgot. They played Vanderbilt, Georgia.
Vandy's not good. I'm a Vandy fan.
Dude, Vanderbilt had a winning record. Their passing offense
like 6-6.
Was like top 10 in the nation.
It's 500, but it's not really a
winning. Or their rushing offense.
Our rushing offense was great. Our passing offense was mid. We got our quarterback, though.
Okay, they played Tennessee.
I'll give you that.
Georgia.
Yeah.
I can't say Oklahoma. I was about to... LSU.
Yeah, LSU.
Yeah, they played LSU.
LSU wasn't great this year, either.
Ole Miss.
Ole Miss.
I don't think they played this year.
They didn't play this year.
But, yeah, it's just... Yeah. But I just think they play bigger opponents. Clemson and Texas is a game I want to talk about.
That was a game. You want to talk about it first? Because you got to watch more than I did.
Yeah, Cade Klubnik opened up my eyes, and he's my favorite quarterback coming into either this year's draft or next year's.
He's probably number three for me right now. I'm 26.
Well, I mean, Cam Ward is very talented, but I sat down and watched a little Cade Klubnik, and I just think he can be that. Kind of reminds me of Josh Allen.
Oh, brother. I said that for Drew Aller
Hear me out.
Cade Klubnik, it's fair game.
Both good-looking guys.
Brother.
Can both create a structure, which Cade Klubnik did against Texas. He looked phenomenal in that Texas game. He made me really excited. That's the reason I jumped on the Cade Klubnik.
If he continues to grow... This next year, if he stays, which I think
he should, because I think Anthony Richardson showed that for all the quarterbacks that you should stay another year.
Yeah, you should always stay another year to get more growth. It doesn't hurt. And especially if you look at the guys that came out this year, they're 23, 24, 22. They're older. They had more experience, and they look great. None of them look bad, truly. So,
I mean, Spencer Rattler.
Okay, but he doesn't count. He's a fifth-round pick. Pick 150, all right? He doesn't have anything to...
Yeah. Texas beat Clemson pretty bad. I mean, Clemson got a little...
Comeback in.
Cherry points there at the end, but...
A little garbage time points. I do agree with Cade Klubnik. I have two guys ahead of him, personally, like in my head. But, yeah.
I mean, Quinn Ewers didn't play that good.
No, he didn't. So... He'll probably finish out the playoffs unless he... Really stinks the bed in the next 2 weeks. Like, he throws a pick or two, he's out. And then it'll be Arch for probably till 2027 or whenever he decides to come out.
Yeah, I think Ayers should stay in this draft.
He also should go to the draft. I agree.
Or, no, I think he should stay in the.
Yeah, we're saying college. A lot of these guys need to stay another year because they're just like middle. Like, they're like the middle of the. But then I looked at 26, and I'm like, okay, but the class is a lot more stacked. So do you just go out now and get a higher draft pick?
Get more experience. That's the most important thing.
Well, yeah, you could either risk being a second rounder to a team or risk being a first rounder, but in a lot higher stacked class.
Or it could be like this year's draft and just 12 guys go, six quarterbacks go in the first 12 picks.
Yeah. Oh, you mean this year?
Past year.
You could have that, which would be good.
Because... Shador, he can't stay another year. Cam, he should go on to the draft. Milroe, please. Oh, my gosh, Milroe, please stay.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be in a Steeler.
That and, your tape is poor.
Yeah, it was poor. It was great. It was great. I watched, like, the first, like, 4 weeks. That's all I have of him graded right now. They were good games. And then, like, I don't know what happened.
Tennessee came along.
I think it was the Tennessee game that I stopped at. But he had, like, a bunch of statistically great games in there. And then the Tennessee game, it just drops. And I was like, what the heck?
Well, his stats
from... I had him graded as a first-rounder for the first couple weeks, and then it just dropped. And I'm like, what in the world just happened?
His stats from 2023 were a lot better than 2024.
Yeah, I have him graded as a... I think right now I have him graded as a late second, early third. But just because of the rushing upside that he brings to a team, if he can sit.
Yeah, and I feel like a lot of their play calling this year was just... Screw it, Ryan Williams out there somewhere.
Yeah, which didn't fit Milroe. He's not... They weren't an offense that catered to Milroe, I felt like. They felt like the offense had to force themselves towards Milroe, and they couldn't do that at the same time, and it just didn't work.
Yeah, and at the end of the year, I feel like they just kept... They tried to run with Milroe too much. I feel like they kind of gave up on Milroe, which Milroe should transfer, I think. Mm-hmm. I think it would help him go down to, like... Maybe an easier conference just to try.
Yeah, like the Big Ten, right?
Yeah, like the Big Ten. Go to...
You got nowhere, do you?
Ohio State?
No. They got two guys.
Oh, wait, yeah, they have this...
The five-star freshman, and then another guy, and then they might be getting Ewers in.
Go to... Oh, who? Who could he go to?
I don't even know. Not
WKU. Fair.
That's not...
No, I know, but like, go to WKU. That'd be
a crazy down. That'd be a crazy down.
Yeah, that'd be pretty bad.
I'd take him at Vandy. Gotta be honest. I'd take him at Vandy. I love our quarterback, but like, I'd take him at Vandy.
Yeah, that'd be an interesting choice. But yeah.
The playoffs are great, though. What are the next games? Do you want to look it up? I kind of forgot. We probably should have had it up, but do our predictions for those and talk about maybe a couple of the games from last week.
Yeah, people are talking about it like it's a bad thing for college football. I think the worst thing is them paying the players.
I thought that was definitely the issue. Okay, who do we got?
Okay, so first round we have Texas and Arizona State.
What?
Like, oh, are you talking about this past week?
Was? Am I casual? Did I not know Arizona State made it? Should it be Boise State?
No, Boise State did make it, but...
Arizona State made it?
Yeah, they got a bye.
When did I miss that?
They won their conference and just...
Who they win it over?
I don't know, dude.
I don't know. That's a slaughter. I thought they...
They beat BYU. Wait. No, they beat Iowa State. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
It was a blowout. I turned it off after.
They didn't have the bye, though. They just had the 12.
Yeah, well, they had the bye.
Oh, yeah, I guess they did.
Arizona State did have the bye.
Okay, so Texas, Arizona State. That's a blowout. Like, if any blowout game is going to happen this week, it's going to be that one, in my opinion. I got to say, Texas takes that pretty handily. If Ewers doesn't crap the bed.
Yeah, I mean, Texas is going to beat them. They just have better players.
Better run game, better wide receivers, better quarterback play. I haven't actually watched much of them. I didn't even know they made the playoffs to show so much I wasn't paying attention. Well, I knew 11 of the teams. I guess I didn't know them. I thought it was somebody else. But, yeah. Now the next game.
Yeah, Texas is...
That game, we know Texas will get it. But
Yeah. Well, Ohio State and Oregon...
Yeah, that'll be a good game. I think probably Oregon takes it. Yeah. I'll grab it. You want to grab it? Yeah.
Yeah, I'll grab it.
He's just grabbing a charger for the computer. But yeah, I think Oregon and Ohio State, I mean, that'll be a great game. I think we'll see a shootout. Hopefully, no blowout, like actual shootout fashion. I'm happy with whichever team wins. Personally, I think it's ridiculous that Oregon has to play a harder team as the one seed than Penn State does as the six. But that's just me personally. I think some of these games are ridiculously done. But that's just...
Yeah, I think they should do it the NFL way. It's like the best 12 teams, and then...
No, like there should be no conferences in this.
The number one and two seed get the bye.
Yeah.
And then...
Well, it'd be the first four teams.
And then if the... Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No?
Yeah, it would be.
Oh, yeah. It would be, yeah. And then the rest of them just play, like, 5 plays 12, 6 plays 11, et cetera, and then 12 plays 1.
Yeah, Right.
It should just be
They did that with this, but well, it's not done correctly.
Yeah, it's not the best 12 teams. Mm-hmm. Clearly, it's not the best 12 teams. You should look at strength of schedule.
It should be a lot more. Like, it should be in there, but you also have to win the games to have the strength
of schedule. Yeah, and you can't even, like, the committee I'm just confused by because...
They're always confusing.
Because Florida State didn't make it. They were 12-0. But Boise State...
Made it. At 12-0.
They're 12-1.
12-1.
They barely lost to Oregon.
Yeah. Which is awesome by them.
Yeah.
And so they deserved it this year. I do think they deserved it. But Arizona State, come on.
Yeah, but it doesn't logically make sense from last year. Like, if you're going to put Boise State...
Yeah.
They had injuries and all that. Sure.
But yeah, Oregon and Ohio State, that'll be a great game. I'm excited for Jeremiah Smith. I have been all year. He is a stud. I saw somebody say he'd be the first pick in this draft. I don't disagree. I mean, come on. Like, the kid is special. Ryan Williams is great, but Jeremiah Smith is better.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we did see Ohio State and Oregon play this year, and it was a shootout. It was a great game.
Yeah, we'll see it again, I'm sure.
Yeah. And it's going to be in neutral field, too. So that's
awesome. That's big. That would be huge.
Oregon played there, and there were some calls that people didn't like. But I'm going to take... going to take Oregon.
Because they're the 12. I'll take the upset.
I can't take Ohio State.
I'm taking two of the lower seeds in a row, personally. But, you know, it is what it is. Yeah. I might do that the whole way. Actually, I think I probably am. But
you are, yeah. And then Penn State and Boise State.
Genty's going to run all over.
I think this could be a really close game.
I think it could be very entertaining. The defense, especially of Penn State, I'm curious how Genty does, because this is like one of the best defensive lines he will have faced in ever.
So, yeah, because all the guys in Penn State's defensive line is like
they're going to be first round talent. Yeah, they're going to be first round guys at some point.
Yeah, dude, that's hard because Penn State has a very elite defense.
Yeah,
and I'm going to go with Penn State.
I'm going to go with Penn State. It's all going to be dependent on Drew Aller for the offense. The offense is really dependent on Drew Aller this week. So, curious to see how he does. He could crap the bed and screw him over, but, yeah.
Genty needs to run for 345 yards.
Break the records right now.
Yeah. And then Notre Dame and Georgia.
See, I think this will be a good game. Personally, I think it'll be a great game.
Yeah. Notre Dame looks legit. I mean, they only beat Indiana by 10, but like...
The points that Indiana scored were garbage points, though.
Yeah.
They pulled starters and everything. Like, it was garbage time.
Yeah, Notre Dame just stopped trying and had their backups.
Jeremiah Love had that 99-yard touchdown.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Like, it was over then. I saw that right before an event that I was going to, and I was like, oh, man, this game's over. Turned it back on. There was a pick. Turned it back on. Again, there was another pick back the other way. It was crazy.
Yeah, Indiana's quarterback is hurting its draft stock right now. Yeah. I forget his name.
Rourke or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, Rourke feels right.
Yeah.
Caden Rourke, yeah. I think Notre Dame's going to win this game.
Curtis Rourke.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I think Notre Dame's going to win. Partially because Georgia is on their backup quarterback. And I don't know. I think they looked a lot worse when he came in. So, I think they could lose this game. It'll be a close, good game. Like, I think we're gonna have at least three good games this week, which is good, better than last week, with all blowouts. That's sad. Wow, it was all blowouts last week. Yeah, no.
Definitely. Yeah, it was bad. This game comes down to who can score 30 points first. That's how I'm thinking of it.
Who can score above, like, 27 was where I was going to be, yeah.
Because, yeah, I think Georgia's going to take this one.
Georgia's got the defense.
Georgia has the defense.
Notre Dame has the offensive edge. And
their defense looked good, but Curtis Rourke did not play good. It didn't look good.
But then Georgia's quarterback hasn't looked good or played good either, and the wide receivers haven't looked good or played good for them, really, for Georgia this year.
Yeah.
But then they have the run game. So, that's very dependent. Plus, their O-line's, like, it's weirdly good in college, but all the offensive linemen come out and they suck. So,
From experience.
Yeah. Both.
Both, yeah.
Both.
Yeah, yeah, so we have, I have Texas, Oregon, Texas versus Oregon, and then Penn State versus Georgia, and then Zane has...
I got Texas versus Ohio State, and then Penn State versus Notre Dame, which all could, both ways, could be great games, yeah. So I think we're in for a great college playoff. Do you want to do a prediction for the winner? Just your quick...
Quick all-around winner. I'm going with Oregon. Taking the 12-0 team. They've looked good.
They looked the part.
I'm taking Oregon.
See, I would love to say Texas, but I don't think they have it. I'm going to go with Notre Dame. I just like him enough. My friend also is a huge Notre Dame fan. I just like that for him. But I also just think they're a great team this year. Riley Leonard stepped into his own after that week 2 loss, that really stupid week 2 loss that I thought would kick them out of the playoffs. If I wasn't picking them and I didn't pick Oregon, or not Oregon, if I didn't pick Ohio State to win, I would probably pick Oregon, though.
Yeah. Notre Dame is a scary team. I would not want to face them.
Mm-mm. They will be a great team. No matter how far they make it, they'll have a great last game. They'll not go out without a fight, so.
Yeah. Let's move on to the games from yesterday.
Yeah, let's do a just quick game from yesterday. Your game was yesterday, so I want you to go first.
Yeah, I already talked about this on TikTok if you've seen it. Welcome back to another rant. But the Steelers have problems. There's apparently an issue with one of the players, one of the defenses. One defensive player is creating problems with everyone else. Because you saw Cam Hayward... After the game, say, like, if 10 of us, whatever. He said that,
quote, jobs, yeah. And one of those isn't, then it doesn't matter if 10 of us do our jobs or not.
Yeah, and it's just, there's a problem. And outside of the players, it is the coaching, ultimately.
100%.
And I've been debating whether or not I'm bringing this up about Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin.
You got to coach better.
You got to coach better. Like, it's simple as it's that. Tell me one guy he's brought in from his coaching tree to make it a better team. And they left and became a good coach or a,
None of them.
Zero.
Zero.
Bruce Arians.
Bruce Arians, but that wasn't...
But that was in 2011.
Yeah, that wasn't even technically him because Bruce was elsewhere first and third again.
So it's really just like...
Bruce won a Super Bowl, though. I will say, I'll give him that. But that's still not even his, truly. Yeah. I can't claim it.
Yeah, Terrell Austin, he's an awful defensive coordinator. I've been saying this for a year now.
Yes.
Terrell Austin needs to leave. He needs to get fired. I don't think so because Mike Tomlin's too...
loyal.
He doesn't stand on business, dude. It's just as simple as that.
Yeah.
I'm tired of me being mediocre because... That's what Mike Tomlin is settling for every year. I don't think he's the guy I don't think he's okay with this, but it's just like, he's changing nothing.
Yeah.
This is honestly, might be worse than being like a Bears fan.
No. Who's, not a Bears fan.
Because.
A Jacksonville fan, maybe. But a Bears fan, come on. They've been tortured.
Yeah, I'll say a Jacksonville fan, because Bears fan is pretty bad. Because it's just like, we're mediocre year after year after year after year. And it's like, well, we can't draft the highest quarterback.
No.
We can't draft the highest receiver, which we haven't had problems developing the receiver, but it's our quarterback.
But they're all idiots. They're all, well, not idiots, do stupid things. And then it screws everything else up. And
it's just, we don't have, after Ben's injury, it's just like, it's falling apart. But like, after truly Ben, it's just been bad quarterback play. Bad play calling on offense and defensive side of the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And just no true weapons.
No.
Besides George Pickens. And I'd like to say Calvin Austin.
Stepped up a little bit.
I think he could be that number two guy.
You'll definitely need. He's at least a great slot
guy. He's a three. He's definitely
a three or a slot guy.
Yeah.
But he's stepped up. You have Muth as well. And y'all's run game is.
Yeah, Pat Freiermuth is incredible. He's a top five tight end in the league.
That's ridiculous.
No. That's ridiculous. That's not ridiculous.
That's a little ridiculous.
That is not ridiculous. Freiermuth is incredible.
He's good.
He is incredible.
Didn't he fumble last week and help y'all lose that game, though?
Yes, but, like, it wasn't his fault. It wasn't Moose's fault.
That was definitely his fault. He literally got it punched out.
Yeah, it was his fault. But, like, that happens. It happens to the best players in the world.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's a problem on defense and a problem on our coaching side. And it's just, I expect to be mediocre this year and lose the first round and then
do it again
next year until... And then Mike Tomlin's going to fire Arthur Smith or Terrell Austin or both. Be like, well, it's not my fault. Mike Tomlin, I hate to say it might be your fault. I hate to say it. I love the Steelers. I've grown up only knowing Mike Tomlin as a coach. But
yeah.
But it's like...
This guy picked the Steelers over the Patriots, by the way. He had the choice.
Who would have been... Yeah, my dad was a Patriots fan, and I could have chosen the Patriots. But, like, himself. Who would be a better coaching choice for other than Mike Tomlin?
No one. So, you're stuck with Tomlin.
Like, it's like we have to...
Unless you got, like, Vrabel, which even then, I'm not a big Vrabel guy. I'm vocal about it.
Yeah.
I think he just is as bad in the same way as Mike Tomlin. They're
yeah.
for the same issue.
I'm not saying, like, fire Mike Tomlin tomorrow, but, like, if things don't start changing, we need to...
Yeah.
Sorry, just total rebuild. I don't even care at that point. but yeah, the Chiefs Steelers game, it was
Chiefs Black Magic strikes again. No, yeah, just the Steelers just didn't.
It showed that Steelers are frauds and can't deal with good teams. No. It's as simple as that.
The Chiefs didn't even look okay. They looked a lot smoother this week, but like they also didn't look.
The Chiefs thing is like. They can just hold the ball for 4 hours a game.
Which is great time management.
And they're like,
great coaching.
Oh, you want to touch the ball? No, never mind.
Nope. And then their defense, honestly, I thought y'all had a shot when Chris Jones was out. I was like, ooh, there's a chance that they have a... No. Then Russell Wilson happened. Brother.
Yeah, Russell.
I warned you.
Yeah, the Steelers fan on Twitter right now are just like...
Flaming him. He's lost on Christmas 3 years in a row.
Put Justin Fields in. At this point, sure, why not?
Let him have it. He deserves it.
He deserves it. He got benched for, like, no good reason. For back-to-back losses.
Which, he didn't even lose the games. He played good in both games.
But Russell Wilson has lost back-to-back games. So... Hot take.
Bench
Fields. Russell...
That'd be crazy. I'd like that, though.
I would like that, too.
It's the last game of the year for y'all. You have one game left. What's it going to hurt?
Yeah, I mean,
put in Fields. See what he has. Either you sign him or you sign Russ. You pick one.
The best playoff team I'd like to play is, like, the Chargers or Broncos. I would like to play the Broncos just to get revenge from 2011.
You're the fifth seed now, officially.
Wait. Let them cook.
There's no way.
Yeah, I know. There's no way.
The Ravens win next week. They will. No chance.
Yeah, we sold the AFC North, but
we sold it.
We're talking about the Steelers a lot.
Yeah, well, there's the Chiefs, of course, and they looked like the Chiefs. They still haven't scored 30 points this year. Their defense definitely was the reason they won that game. Put them in a lot of great field positions. Their special teams as well. Mahomes played good too.
Yeah,
I won't discredit that. Mahomes played good.
They had a handful of drives where they just had to walk downfield, and they did.
Yeah.
And
they all just looked like you couldn't stop it. Just an old lady.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, Travis Kelce open right there. Oh, Noah Gray open. Oh,
like you give the ball to my grandma, she'd walk right down the field and wouldn't get stopped.
The amount of times I saw RPO plays,
crazy.
It was ridiculous. Oh my gosh, they threw it to Xavier Worthy for 147th time. Who would have guessed that one?
Yeah, you see the end around and no guy's on the man. Like, no guy thinks, gee, I don't know. Maybe it's going to go to him. No, you just watched him run past you.
When was the last time they ran the ball? Xavier Worthy. Yeah.
Like, it was crazy.
It was just ridiculous.
And then the other game, that's the game I really wanted to talk about because I'm mad. He knows why.
Yeah.
Texans, like, what the heck? What are y'all doing? 2 points? Offense, what do you do? Stroud is sophomore slumped, fully in.
Yeah, he...
Like, there's a time for a conversation. Bryce was the better pick. It's set Whoa, time out.
I wasn't thinking he's going to go this crazy.
No, Bryce was the better pick.
Dude, would you rather have Bryce a Young. Year and a half of
year
really
and a half.
Good?
He's been mid all year.
Really good? No. The first couple games he was good until like they played the Bears, and then after the Bears.
So the Bears caused both teams to suck and be good. Yeah, so they kind of flipped it.
Yeah. So it was... C.J. Stroud has looked better than Bryce Young.
It doesn't matter how you start, it matters how you finish.
Well, yeah, but their careers aren't finished. This season.
You can't look at last season.
Who's in the playoffs?
The Texans' better roster.
Bryce almost
beat the Chiefs. All right? I mean, Bryce scored more points against the Chiefs than they scored against the Ravens.
Well, okay, you got to give it to them. Their offensive line is awful.
Are you kidding?
They're in time. Okay, yes. Okay, I'm just talking about the Texans now. I'm not debating.
Like, there's no excuse here.
Yes, but I wouldn't say I'd rather. I think Bryce Young is looking a lot better. It's hard to compare the two because Bryce Young is looking a lot better over these past couple games.
He's developed.
And C.J. Stroud's just in a sophomore slump. We saw what C.J. Stroud can do.
But was it the stuff around him, you know?
I mean, his best friend just broke his leg.
2 years in a row.
So, I mean, he could be going through some emotional stuff, yeah. But also, it's just like the offensive line, the weapons aren't there.
You still have Nico Collins.
Nico Collins.
You lost tight end. You still have Diggs. Joe Mixon. You still have better than Bryce Young, for crying out loud.
But you can't compare the two. That's how I'm thinking of it.
You can't, but you can at the same time. It's like, eh.
Because C.J. Stroud...
He did lose a lot this year. I'll give you that much.
Yeah, he got benched this year.
Well, Bryce did, yeah. Got benched, came back, and plays. He's been playing lights. Like, lights out, gone. Yeah. Like, just never looking back. So, I mean, there's my hot take, guys. He had one, I had one.
Yeah. Yeah, I just think C.J. Stroud, this year they're not going to...
No, I'm just mad at him right now, honestly. He sold the parlay so bad. My last parlay ever. I said I'm deleting the app. It's done. Like, I'm done. I'm giving up.
Did you delete it?
No, because I sold that one bet.
Oh, wait, yeah.
Because I had the winning stuff. I was like, if this doesn't hit, then I will delete it after the last one's done.
Yeah.
Freaking sold. Because I needed 15 more yards from him. And I needed 7 more yards from Lamar. Imagine they scored like 15 more points. Texans score 15 points. Lamar finishes the game. Stroud gets his points. And I get my parlay. And everybody's happy.
Yeah. Texans sold there.
I mean, they scored 2 points. Like, I'm going to dog on them a little bit. Lamar also looked like...
Yeah, Lamar. Lamar looked incredible.
This is why I think the MVP conversation came up this week for us, especially because he looked... stellar. Like, he looked lights out. The stuff he was doing, nobody else is doing it. Like, especially with that 10 seconds in the pocket to Isaiah Likely. He got rolled out, juked the defender, dropped backward, threw the ball, and then just started celebrating before the guy caught the ball. Like, knew he was going to be a touchdown. He's insane. He's playing at another level that nobody's playing at. So, there's that. Also, Derrick Henry's playing great, but that you can't fault... Lamar, Derrick Henry's getting a little boost from Lamar, too. It's not just a one-sided thing, so.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's Lamar's award now because it's just...
He's played lights out. He hasn't, like, he's had one interception over the past, like, 5 weeks, and it was, like, bull. So, I mean, I'm glad you agree it was against your team.
Yeah, that Steelers game was poor. Like the past three. Whoa, surprise, surprise. But, the Texans, I would like to go back to the Texans.
Because the Texans.
The Texans need better offensive line. They'll get a healthy, they'll get Stephon Diggs back. They'll get Tank Dell back.
They'll get Dell back. Actually, Dell's going to be out all of 25.
Right? Really?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's worse than the Chubb injury. And Chubb was out in week 2. He was out, like, it wasn't. He's not coming back for the year.
Because it didn't look as bad as Nick Chubb's, because Nick Chubb's looked...
Well, his bone came out, so he dislocated his knee, his ACL, his MCL, his PCL.
Dude, he might have to retire.
He's not going to have to retire, but it's the second major knee injury on the same knee.
I think he's cooked.
This early on, I'm a little worried. He will be out for...
Okay, I'm not laughing at the injury.
I'm laughing at... It's just, it's bad.
Yeah, it's bad. Like,
that was my biggest concern with him, too, is his durability, and I hate being right. Like, that is not something I want to be right about. I want to be proven wrong. Like, yeah. It was my big write-off, and everybody's like, oh, why do you have him this low? I'm like, his durability concerns. Because he had him in college, too.
Yeah, Tank Dell.
I'm praying for his surgery and everything to be well, but man, it's just rough.
Yeah, well, Texans will have to.
They'll have to figure it out next year. They have Mechie, and Mechie's been solid, but he's not.
He's not Diggs or Dell.
And then they have Xavier Hutchinson, who I liked, if you remember that. He was like my wide receiver 10 that year, which was crazy work. I had him over Dell. That was wild. That was wild. And Hutchinson, a lot of people were high on Hutchinson that year. I remember. And he, like, dropped. Like, I was like, what the heck's going on? Why is nobody picking him? And he just hasn't done anything.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Also Robert Woods, but he's old.
Yeah.
Had a couple hot takes today. Actual video. We're back.
We are back.
We are going to try to post at least once a week for, like, an actual video, and then maybe a little side stuff like I did. Check out the Cam Ward video. He'll have a Steelers video up sooner or later as well. So check those out on YouTube. The actual podcast episodes. So
yeah, I might actually instead of the Steelers, because I made a TikTok about it.
Yeah,
I'll probably just do a Michael Penix review, which I've started digging. I've been digging into watching it, yeah. And Michael Penix is looking good.
Five good quarterbacks, maybe six good quarterbacks in one class. I mean, the question mark right now is McCarthy.
Oh yes, I forgot about our glorious J.J. McCarthy.
Titans should trade for him, so he's closer to us.
Steelers go for it. Wait a second. Timeout. Dude, J.J. McCarthy would fit perfect in this scheme.
No, he wouldn't. He'd be Kenny Pickett.
No, he would not. J.J. McCarthy would fit perfectly, because what did they do in Michigan?
Run the ball a lot.
What did the Steelers do? Run the ball. They're second in rushing attempts. They're 30th in rushing yards.
Y'all are?
Yes.
How are y'all lower than us?
Because we don't know how to run the ball.
We're like 17th, like, and we suck. But our yards after contact is insane. Like, it literally is like 1 yard and we're contact.
Yeah. It's bad, but it's bad. Trade for J.J. McCarthy. Yes. I didn't think about that.
Steelers trade for J.J. McCarthy. There's your title. Prayer. That's today. All right. So, thank you all for listening to another episode of the Dropback Podcast. Be sure wherever you're listening, leave us a like, follow, subscribe, or comment. We always appreciate it. If y'all disagree with any takes or anything, let us know down in the comments below. As always, thank you all for tuning in. Hope y'all tune in the next one, and peace out.
Peace.